have I had any psychedelic experiences and how were they? Did I have any bad trips? We're going to get into each and every one of these topics, and I want to be very direct. Hi, my name is Michael Dace. I am a Blu-ray starseed here to aid humanity in their ascension, in their growth. Allow my being, my light, my love, the sound of my voice from this moment on until you finish this transmission to bless your life, to infuse you with love, to infuse you with empowerment, and to infuse you with the ability to speak and live out your highest truth. Yes. Now, psychedelics, LSD, DMT, ayahuasca, LSD, mushrooms. Sorry, repeat LSD twice. All these psilocybin attributes and medicinal plants, okay? A lot of people have used this medicinal plant as a party drug. They have used it as something to a quick fix to connect to higher consciousness. I've been there. Now, when we come into this third dimensional reality, we understand that we have to pass the dark veil, which then causes us to have amnesia. But it doesn't mean that there is not a record and an archive of who we are within our soul essence and within our subconscious mind, implemented inside of our DNA, encoded inside of our DNA. Now, coming into this plane means that we develop amnesia. It doesn't mean that we lose ourselves. It just means that we become human and so start the process of rediscovering ourselves through the lower densities of this planet. And as people who are sent to us to aid in humanity's ascension, we throw ourselves into the worst dysfunctional family. Now, when this happens, one of the ways to start the process of awakening is to trust when it comes into your life. When LSD came into my life, okay, I remember driving in my car, and I remember telling the gods, when is my time coming? I'm ready. I felt it. And the radio station kept speaking to me like it was Bumblebee. And they kept saying, are you ready, big fella? And I'm just, I'm ready. And next thing you know, I met Ahayoka, a very powerful queen goddess who set me on my journey, had my same last name, and told me if I trusted her. And of course, because we was all flowing in the moment, everything that was being created was manifested, you know, as it was written. It happened so easily, so effortlessly, right? We ended up in this amazing place owned by a fairy herself, and the place was full of portals and energy vortexes, and we were ready for my merging with my higher self. Now, that day, I was being very sexual. Now, keep note, guys, that sex energy doesn't have to always be transmuted in a physical matter. Sex energy does not always need to be transmuted in a sexual manner. That is what's wrong with our plane today, is that sex is only channeled in certain ways when it can actually be channeled in so many powerful ways. At that moment, I wanted to have sex. She looks me in the eye and says, get out of the 3D and come with me into the higher realms. For some reason, it triggered my DNA. It triggered my soul. It triggered my mind. And I instantly snapped out of the 3D and entered a new realm and allowed myself to receive and to perceive what was happening around me. As I kept walking, she kept teaching me and telling me to embrace every part of me, especially my shadow self. I started to look into the fire in the fireplace and embracing my dark side. And as I looked into the fire, the flames burst and the wood burned even quicker. It was an amazing experience, okay? As I kept going through the process of embracing and loving and allowing this new energy through the LSD trip to allow me to connect with higher consciousness, at that moment, I merged. Something emerged from within inside my body. It tore up the bad genes that were in me. And I simply took a back seat. And as this being was in me, it started to speak its language. And I understood it. And then it looked up into the skies and I saw activity, people. I saw activity with my own eyes in heaven. Spaceships moving and like lights and shooting. It was amazing. And at that moment, I touched the ground and it's like I fed Earth a bolt and jolt of energy from the higher lights. It was like a light of energy from the highest into the lowest. It was like an EMP being blown up into the spiritual realm. And it was like the Earth needed it in that side of the world. After that merging, my life has never been the same. It has been kind of going in and out and coming back up and going down and kind of learning how to understand myself and how to share this temple with my higher self, with my present self, with my inner child, and how to, like, you know, coordinate everything and understand that LSD, the psychedelic experience, is simply the portal. It's simply the medicine that allows you to help you to deal with trauma and past pains so that you can be able to be lighter and merge or ascend into higher realms and be able to actually aid humanity in ascension. Amen. But that was my first experience, was LSD. After that, I did mushrooms. Mushrooms was a little shorter, but it was more powerful, and it allowed me to deal with more traumas that I was dealing with from my childhood. It allowed me to actually communicate better with my childhood, with my inner child. I actually have a great relationship with my inner child now because we speak about things, and this is the way I like to explain it. Your present self is the higher self to your inner child, okay? And your higher self is the higher self to your present self. Therefore, it's a dichotomy of a triangle which force communicates with each other and lives in this immortality of consciousness who always is communicating with you and showing you the lessons of life that you need to learn. Anything you can change from the past will trickle down into your present and into your future. So if you can heal from your past traumas, then you can heal in the present time. LSD, mushrooms, and DMT is a great way to achieve this consciousness. Mushrooms were my second drug. I tried DMT very small of it once, and it was a pretty cool trip, but I didn't really get to experience as I wanted to because the people in the room were just out of control. It was like party people who did not know how to take the drug. So my thing is, my experience with LSD is, use it if you want to heal, use it if you want to connect, use it if you want to merge, use it if you want to hear, use it if you want to deal with your trauma. Other than that, you don't need to use it. If you can master through meditation how to raise your consciousness, if you can master through meditation, through walking, through just being, how to raise your inner consciousness and have something where it's like a button, then you've actually mastered yourself, which is the goal. The goal here is to master ourselves. All right? This is your boy Michael Days, 7 minutes of glory for you. I hope that my experience with psychedelics has helped you. And if you have any questions, always feel free to hit me up, ask me, and we can chat. Talk to me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.